Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Brura Yomi program is Daf Yud Beis Omer Aleph. We are in the fifth volume of Mishnah Brura, and B'ezras Hashem are going to be finishing up Simin Tof Mem, which deals the halachos of a non-Jewish person putting his chametz into your house that will be there during Pesach. So we're at the bottom line of Yud Aleph Omer Beis, beginning with Sif Gimel. The Mechaber writes, Eino Yehudi shenichnas levei Yisrael. If you have a non-Jewish person who enters into a Jewish person's house on Pesach, v'chametzo biyado, and the non-Jewish person is carrying chametz, he is allowed to. He doesn't have any problem having chametz on Pesach. So, eino zokuk lotzio. You're not mechuyev to force him out and tell him, no, you can't come into my house. So you have a non-Jewish person comes into your house, and the mailman comes in, and he has a sandwich in his hand, so you're not mechuyev to tell him you cannot enter. Even though you're seeing his chametz, nevertheless, you're not over by your rabbi yamotze. There is no sin involved over here, as the Mishnah Berurah points out in Sifkot and Tezayin. We've learned previously the shelcha yata roe, the iser of by your rabbi yamotze is to see your chametz. Aval ataroa shalachem. There is no prohibition against seeing chametz that belongs to a non-Jewish person. Maybe you'll come to eat his sandwich then. Ulshema yovel yochlo. Maybe if he brings a sandwich into his house, you're going to come and take it. Lekalamechash. There's absolutely no concern for that. Kemoshe choshu b'muvka biyado. As opposed to when he deposited with you. In that situation, hitzrichu mishum zel asos mechitza. There we said you have to have a mechitza separating it from you, and you can't take responsibility for it, as we discussed in the previous ifim over here. That's a different story. Here, the hachametzu tachas yada akum. The sandwich is in the hands of the non-Jewish person, v'umishamro, and he's going to watch it. He's not going to let you take it from him, and therefore there is no concern that you might forget yourself and come to take it from him. In the Sharet Zion, Os Lamed, the Chofetz Chaim adds, v'chol zeh be'eino akum avdo. This is talking about where the avdo, the akum over here, is not your servant. However, if you're obligated to give him food, then ain lahanicho. Then you shouldn't let him come into your house. Sheikones lebayis lecho chametzo. Af him a chametzu shalakum. He can't come in with his McDonald's hamburger then and the bread with it, even though it's his and not yours. Why? Mishum maris ayin. Here we have a concern of maris ayin. She actually also shumachel chametz labdo, because people are going to say, hey, he's supposed to give that worker lunch, and I see the worker has a piece of chametz in his hand. Mistama, the Jewish owner, gave him that piece of chametz, and that's not allowed. And this is discussed further in Simen Tov Nun, and this is also the opinion of the Graz. So, the Mechaber tells us over here that the non-Jewish person is allowed to enter into your house as long as he's not your servant, and bring chametz in, and it's not a problem. However, he adds, I will also lahaloso imo al hashulchan, vafilu behefsik mapa. But you can't sit down and have lunch with him. So it's a business client. He comes into your office, and he's bringing his lunch, and on a normal weekday, you might eat with him. You have your food, he has his food, and there are halachically permissible ways to do this that we'll allude to in a moment. But on Pesach, you shouldn't do so. And the reasoning is because you can't have his chametz stick of food on the same table as you, even if it's kosher chametz, you can't have it on the same table as you, even if you have each of you a separate placemat or tablecloth. That would be good when you're dealing with eating kosher and non-kosher, or when you'd be dealing, let's say, with milchus and fleishus between two frum people. So then, as long as you have separate tablecloths or separate placemats, that might be acceptable, but not with chametz. And the Mishnah Berurah explains why in Sifkot Yud Zayin. So first of all, he tells us, Rosh Hashanah, and the Mechaber is telling us over here, Shelo yochlu yachdav al hashulchan, you can't eat together with him on the same table, because we're concerned, Shema yisariv chametz b'machol shisrael, because we're concerned here about, as we'll see, crumbs of chametz that might get mixed in with your kosher Pesach food. Sivkot Yudches, the Mishnah Berurah adds further, V'yafap, even though in the normal situations, Diem echod ochel boso v'yekod ochel cholov al shulchan echod, sharei im mapa mavsekis. If you have two frum people, one's having a fleishik sandwich and one's having a milchik sandwich. So they're allowed to eat together at the same table as long as they each have a separate placemat or a separate tablecloth separating them. This will remind them that I can't go and grab a piece of your food and forget myself. You don't have to worry about that if you have separate placemats. So why can't we do this on Pesach as well? The guy has his own placemat, I have my placemat, and I'll never go grab his food. So the answer is chametz shiny. Chametz is different. Shubimashu, because here even a small amount, even a crumb, would be a problem, a concern. V'rocho kadover, and it's highly unlikely, shalo yis'arit, peirur echot shalakum b'shal yisrael. But also, it's highly unlikely that if two people are eating close to each other, that there won't be a crumb or a little morsel of something that went from his side to your side, even though you're on separate tablecloths or placemats, because that's just the nature of a very small amount of food. And when he's talking, a little bit will come out from his mouth and go onto yours, or his hand will touch something, and therefore even a mashu is a concern, as opposed to basar v'chalav, it's not osur with a mashu. Therefore, it's osur with chametz. V'eskimu achronim. The achronim add over here as well. This is brought down the Shaar HaTzion. This is the opinion. Nos Lamed Gimel of the Ola Shabbos, the Chok Yosef, the Maimon Mordechai, and also the Vilna Gaon. However, the Chok Yaakov disagrees. But all of these achronim say, Da'afilu im ein lo hekerus im akum zeh. Here you're talking about, you don't know the Akum even. So you're sitting down in an office cafeteria, and a person who you don't know is sitting down next to you. He has his own tablecloth, he has his own placemat, and you're sitting next to him. Even there, you shouldn't go and sit next to him. So even though over here, we're not concerned that you're going to forget yourself and take from him because you don't know the guy. Nevertheless, gam kein osur. The rabbis prohibited this. Why? Mitaman is koliyah, because of the reason that we just said above. Shema misariv peru chometz me'atzmo b'macholo shel Yisrael. Because we're concerned that a small crumb, a little morsel over here, may go from his plate, from his food, onto your food. Now, this is true. V'chol zeh she'ochlim b'sho'achas. This is only if you're both eating together. But if you're sitting there, let's say you've finished already eating, or you're going to eat soon, and you're sitting there with a sefer, and then the non-Jewish person comes over and sits down next to you with his chometz stick of stuff, then there is no problem in letting him sit next to you. Rock. However, you do have to be careful. She is Ari Israel and Akus Ashulchon Ladicho Yofa Achachilas Akum. But when the Akum leaves, you have to make sure that you wipe away any crumbs that are still left over there if you're going to still eat there yourself. Shol Yisharu Shom Perurim Mechametzo. Make sure that there are absolutely no chomet stick of crumbs over here. And likewise, Achain Sarach Lizor Kishielich Akum Nibeso. And so too, in the case where the Akum came into your house in the permissible way that we said, you don't have to be concerned because it's his chomet, it's not your chomet, you have no responsibility over it. And the mailman came into your house with a sandwiches he was eating, so when he leaves, you have to make sure she'ito kol chametz, so he has to take all of his chametz with him, and don't leave any chametz behind, no crumbs, and certainly not anything significant. There are a number of very practical halacha lemaisa ramifications of this that we can see over here in the various Dirshu footnotes. So first, let's look at Dirshu footnote number 21. He brings out from the Chayi Adam that he says, this is true regardless of how big the table is. You have a huge table, and you're sitting 25 feet away from the other person. You're sitting at one end of the table, he's sitting at the other end of the table. Halach is, you still can't sit at the same table with him. Lo plug. We don't start making distinctions. If the table is a 6-foot table, then you can't sit. If it's an 8-foot table, you can't sit. The din is, you're not allowed to sit at the same table. It doesn't make a difference. Lo plug, rabbanim betakanosam. There's a lo plug over here, whether it's a shulchan gadol or a shulchan katan. The issue footnote number 22 brings down a very interesting halacha from the Nitei Gavriel. He was told by Rav Bezalel Stern Shlita that if somebody is traveling on an airplane or a train, the same thing would apply, and they're serving supper. Now, you have your own tray. Each person has their own tray, and they put down the chometz sticker stuff and the guy next to you, and you have your kosher lePesach stuff on your tray. So he brings down from Ritzalu's Stern, she'osel Yehudi lechol es mezonon bizman shanochi ochel chometz. You can't eat your food at the same time that he's having his chometz. This only applies on Pesach. On a regular flight, where it's just a question of treif and kosher, so then we're not concerned for a mashu. But here on Pesach, we're concerned for a mashu. Therefore, you're not allowed to go and eat next to him. That's the opinion of Rabbi Tzal Stern. And he says, this is true even though you have two separate placemats over here. You each have your tray table. Mikol makom, im ha-shulchonos ma'od ma'od krovim zeh lezeh, tzarichu l'chakos ad she'igmar hanochri esach hiloso. He quotes the opinion of Rav Stern, that you have to wait till he's done eating. Or, of course, you could eat before he starts eating if that's the way it works out. However, the Nitei Gavriel himself, Rav Zinner Shlita, he writes that he's not sure if that's true. He says, who says, mi mefis kama rochok tzorich lios? Who says, where is there a din? It says how much apart you have to be. It's a separate table. It's a separate tabletop over here. And therefore, he suggests that maybe you don't have to go and separate yourself from the other person. And I would think that it would depend on the circumstances. If it's something that really possibly could have a morsel, a mashu, that goes from one person to the other person, so then one should be careful. He also brings down from the Magen Avraham, and he says that there's certainly no problem sitting next to him, as we just explained in the Mishnah Berurah, and that was brought down in the Shaar HaTzion, Oslam and Dalit. This is from the Magen Avraham. There certainly is no problem sitting next to him. Again, you should just make sure that there are no crumbs left over here when you're eating, according to the opinion that you're not allowed to eat while he's eating. The issue footnote number 23 brings down, Umishenigzal bimenu chametz. Nebuch, somebody had his chametz stolen from him. So the Shailas Chuvas Noda Yehuda brings down Shahanigzal Eino over Abayiro Abayimotze. That the person, let's say his whiskey was stolen from him, so he has chametz dika whiskey, he doesn't have it in his possession anymore, and he doesn't know where it is. The ganav has it. So he says, Kivan Shah chametz Eino Birshu. So the chametz is no longer in your possession. Veino Bachriuso, and you unfortunately don't have responsibility for it anymore. It's been stolen from you. It's now in the Rishus of the Gazlan, and the Gazlan is required to, so to say, hold on to it and make amends to you when he returns it to you, or if it breaks, or he drinks it, he has to pay you back. It's only a situation where you deposited something with your friend that you're over by Yirah, but not when it was stolen from you. And therefore, it's different than a case where you're placing intentionally your chometz by somebody else as opposed to when it's stolen. So therefore, the opinion of the Noda Yehuda is you wouldn't be chayev by Yirah by Yimotzi. However, the Chazon Ish disagrees. And the Chazon Ish says, Shanigzal over Abayirah. He says, even the person who had it stolen from him is going to be over Abayirah, therefore he should be mabatil it, or he should sell it, even though the Chometz is in a place that he has no connection with and he's not responsible for it anymore. Why? Shalamaisa Chometz hu shalom. He says, you haven't given up hope on it, you weren't misyayish yet, and therefore the Chometz belongs to you. And he discusses this more in Dirshu footnote number 25, in the understanding of this din, Ayin Shom in Dirshu footnote number 25. Now, what I just pointed out in Dirshu footnote number 23 is actually now going to be found in the upcoming Siv Dalet. So now let's see Siv Dalet. Siv Dalet, the Mechaber writes, Yisrael shehivkid chametzo etzo Yisrael. If you have a Jewish person that places his chametz by another Jewish person, chaveru, his friend, or he places it into the house of a non-Jewish person. So even though we said before that when a goy places his chametz in your house, you are responsible for that chametz, so don't think for a second that the reverse is true. If you place your chametz in the goy's house, only the goy is responsible and you're not. So he says, even though the goy is holding responsible, if that chametz gets lost or stolen, he's going to have to pay for it. So he's responsible for it. In the other situation, where we talked about earlier in this siman, where if it's placed by you and you're responsible for it, then you're chayef by your rabbi Yemotze. Nevertheless, over here, even though you placed it by the guy, you haven't given up your responsibility in it. And over a law of af hamafkid, if the mafkid is Jewish and the nifkad is Jewish, they're both responsible. If the mafkid is Jewish and the guy is the one that you're putting it by, so you're still responsible. Af hamafkid in this situation. Let's see what this means. Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Yutes. Shari mikom makom guf hamamun hu shelo. Because even though you're placing it with him and he's taking achrayus on it, you still own it. Velo amru le'el b'sif aleph. And this is different than in Sif aleph. The kabolos achrayus nechshav kishelo. When we said when the guy puts it by you and you've accepted responsibility for it, now you have achrayus on it. However, that's only le'inyon zeh da ayidei kabolos achrayus. In that situation, in Sif aleph, you've accepted upon yourself achrayus, so yesh lo shaychus uzchus begavo. You now have a share in it, so to say. You have a responsibility in it, and therefore afol gav she'eino shelo b'yatzim, even though you technically don't own it, your zechus in it, mishum zechus zeh, chiv erachmona bivir. So therefore, you're obligated to go do a beer on it. However, avol behefich, but our case is the opposite. Hechisha dovor hu shelo, it's your chametz, and you're placing it by the Jew, or by the non-Jew, raksha acher kibol achrayis, and they've taken upon themselves achrayis for it, that doesn't eliminate your achrayis. Bezeh ein svaru lomar, it doesn't make any sense to say over here, that chametz nifka mirishuso, that just because they've accepted responsibility, it's no longer yours. It is still yours, albeit they've also accepted responsibility. So in this situation, the mafkid and the nifkad, av hamafkid, would also be chayiv in this situation for bayiro bayimotze. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkot and Chof. Both of them are over al, af hamafkid, even the mafkid. Kain tzorech lomar, the word af, which we have in parentheses, needed to be added over here because it's not that just the mafkid is, both of them are. Kain tzorech lomar, therefore that's the af hamafkid. The nifkod gam came over av sheino shelo, because as we pointed out already, the nifkod who's taking responsibility for it is also going to be over here. The kibol alav achrayis, because he has accepted upon himself responsibility for it. Veishlo shayichus begava, and therefore he has a share in it, and it's his responsibility too, as we've already explained. Ukahi deleel sif alav chanal, as we've already discussed. However, he says v'im ena mafkid. If the person isn't there anymore, Kate said, Yasa Nivka Bir Pesa. So what should he do? So this we'll discuss in Yitz Hashem in an upcoming Simon, Yispor Lekamen and Simon Tov Mem Gimel, Ayin Sham. We'll wait till we get there to discuss this in more detail. The issue footnote number 23 continues in the second paragraph. Ukishman Isra Shoyas HaChometz B'Mekomu Shel HaMafkid Kodim lezeh, shemakom shel hanifkad. Here we're talking about people living in different time zones. For example, the mafkid, the one who owns the chametz, and he's depositing in his friend's house, he's living in Eretz Yisrael. And the nifkad, the one whose house it's deposited in, is in Chutz Laaretz, in America, in Eretz Yisrael Bris. So what's the din over here? The person in Israel is getting Pesach well before, 6-7 hours before the person in Chutz Laaretz. So Dayin Weiss Zatzal in the Minchas Yitzchok brings down, Shemuskam al rov ha-poskim, the majority of the poskim agree over here, kishiyesh hefresh bismanim, when they're in different time zones over here, bein mokom ha-chometz le-mokom balad, where the chometz is in America is in a different time zone than where the owner of the chometz is in Eretz Yisrael. So then, hazman ha-koveya, the determining time, is lefi mokom ha-balim, where the owners are. So Eretz Yisrael would determine the time. But if it happened to be the other way around, where the owner was in Chutz Laaretz and the Chometz is in Eretz Yisrael, so therefore the earlier time is in Eretz Yisrael by the Nifkad, so the Rapos can say, Yesh Lachosh Gam L'Zman Hazeh. Then you have to be concerned even for the earlier time as well by the Nifkad and not only by the Mafkid. And therefore, Lochein Chayav HaNifkad Limkor Asa Chometz. Therefore, the one who's deposited in that situation who has the earlier time, he has to go sell the Chometz or to be Mavayarit before this man Isuro. And that time is determined based upon the mafkid. Now he adds as well, Shechovas hanivka limkor ulevara chomet sha mafkid overalov hu gam shanivka atzma in overalov. And this obligation is true even if he wouldn't himself be over, but even if only the mafkid would be over. Let's say he didn't accept upon himself responsibility for it. So in that situation, he would still be required to go and get rid of it to not let the mafkid go and be over the issue by Rabbi Yemotze. This is discussed in further detail in the issue footnote number 24, Ayin Shom. With this, we conclude Simin Tov Mem and today's shir.